Yep.
What's up?
Nothing.
Nerfing. Well, we have more chapters today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First, you can go to audibletrial.com/tometime. If you head over there, you can grab one free month and one free book.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Head over there. Go do that. It's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sex.
Yeah. Snag it. You know, pick yourself up. Malice by John Gwynn, which we're reading right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty hype book. I really enjoy it so far. We had some crazy stuff happen today. What'd you think?
Pretty good today. Yeah. Yeah.
There was I liked the third chapter was probably the craziest, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
before we get into it. And then I really enjoyed, I enjoy the first chapter, Evanus with, Veritas
mm-hmm.
with Nether.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that chapter. I don't like seeing him, but I like seeing Nether.
mm-hmm.
He's such a snake, bro.
Yeah.
It's just so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
He's just out here making plays.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to throw everybody. He just looks at everybody's tools.
Yeah.
He's just going to be using them.
You can tell.
Yeah. And you're just going to find out, where do you work best?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just going to go, okay, well, you just go there. The king, don't need him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's my dad, but I don't need him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there like an 8-month jump in that chapter?
I don't think it was 8 months in that. It was 10 days, 10 night.
I thought one of them was like an 8-month jump.
Really?
Maybe I'm just wrong.
Which one? Corbin's? I didn't think there was.
I don't know. Check the third one.
If anything, I think it would be...
Or check the first one.
Well, in the first chapter, we can start going into it and we'll see if we find it. Well, first off, we lead off with Veritas, who we haven't seen in a while. We'll get right into it today. Veritas, who we haven't seen in a while, but when we last left him, he was jumping into the flames to go fight a giant
mm-hmm.
to help defend Nether. And he was doing it on him on his lonesome.
Yeah.
Nobody at his back. He jumps in there and it opens up with him and he's jumping through the fire. He feels the fire. Nether's all like, no, don't do that. He screams, no, Veritas. And then eventually Veritas goes up, swings at the giant a couple times, like nicks him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
Doesn't really do anything.
No, he doesn't do anything big to the giant. The giant actually, takes the hit and kind of just like laughs at him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm a giant.
And then freaking fists him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He punches him and sends him into the trees.
Yeah.
He straight up All Might punches him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said one for all and just launched him into the trees and just, fucked him up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then Veritas kind of lands in the trees, goes unconscious, lands on the ground at some point, and while he's going unconscious, he's like standing there. He's like, "Oh fuck,
yeah,
what happened?"
Mm-hmm.
And Nether gets in front of him, and he's like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 don't do this!" And then he blacks out.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, he wakes up sometime later. He's definitely got a concussion. He said he's got knives jabbing into his skull. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He is super fucked up, and Rauka is looking at him, and he just asks, basically, he's like, Veritas looks at him, he's like, what happened to Thayer? He goes, well, he's in the tent now.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the tent talking to the guy, and he's like, whoa, what? And Rauka just basically makes fun of him for jumping in there. He says, well, you set yourself on fire, and then I saw you trying to fight the giant, but actually it looked like Nether was defending you.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that supposed to be your job? So everybody's ragging on him. And he gets ragged on for the end of time.
Yeah.
For the fact that he went in after this giant.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is fair.
It's fair. But my man's going and being brave.
Yeah. But stupid.
Fighting a giant one-on-one. Maybe not the smartest. So he definitely is getting the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just kind of sitting there. They talk about a couple of stuff, and he's kind of making fun of him a little bit more. And then eventually, Nether does come up, right?
What do you mean? Like at the end?
Yeah. No, Nether didn't emerge until like way, it says right here, not emerging as...
Like just at the very end, right?
Yeah, like the end of the day. So they had been there all day. He was talking. And Veritas, I guess, like kind of went to sleep at that time. He wakes up stiff and sore. And then eventually he kind of just thanks Veritas as they're starting to travel back or breaking camp and everything. He tells him, he's like, I'm never going to forget what you did. You know, just boosting his ego. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm never going to forget what you did.
Which is cool.
So when I need you to chop my dad's head off, mm-hmm. you know, I'm never going to forget what you did. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, well, it looks like you saved me. And he's like, true, but don't worry. And then the reason they talked about it, and then they talk about like that the giant and Calidus, who was the guy that was meeting the old man. They, mm-hmm. I don't know if they talked about it here, but eventually they mentioned like
he has they made bad their history point. With the king.
Yeah, and he doesn't want it mentioned. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they eventually make their way back to the black walls of Jerilyn. Mm-hmm. Jerilyn is, let me check the map real quick. I'm pretty sure I looked this, it's in Tenebral, but I'm guessing this is like the keep in Tenebral.
I thought it was like a country almost.
Oh, Tenebral is the country. Jerilyn is the city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is like way to the...
So where's Duncarrig?
Duncarrig is way off to the west.
It's is like, that where we are right now?
No, we're in Jerilyn right now.
Oh, well, that's where Veritas is.
Yeah, Veritas is in Jerilyn.
Okay.
So if you guys don't have the map, look it up. Well, if you have the... What do you mean if you don't have it? You got the book.
Yeah.
Reading along with us. Mm-hmm. But it's like way off and down to the south. It's Tenebral supposed to be a lot hotter. And as they're in Jerilyn, they kind of get this weird welcome where like the stables, the Eagle Banner of Tenebral. So it must have been, that's what I was looking for, which comes up later. And then
Tenebral has an Eagle Banner.
Yeah. The Eagle Banner of Tenebral snapped in the wind.
What does it look like? Just Eagle.
They just said Eagle Banner, but it definitely means
the same one.
I think so.
But how would they not know that?
I don't know.
That wouldn't that be like obvious if it was the banner of like their country?
Well, I think there's a bunch of different countries
in Tenebral.
No, so Tenebral, there's Tenebral, Helveth, Carnotan, yeah, Arden.
You don't think they would recognize, because he knew what the Jerilyn was, didn't he?
Who?
Corbin.
I don't think he knows what Jerilyn. I don't remember if he knows what Jerilyn.
He said
is.
It's a place where people wear sandals and t-shirts.
Oh, I think when he's talking about that, he's like, yeah, that's like one of those weird places. You
from
know?
Super far away. Yeah, yeah, it's possible.
But like, you know, I've never even heard of before.
Yeah.
And so they're sitting there. They get this like weird kind of homecoming where everyone kind of comes together and they come in and like there's a bunch of people shouting and everything. Or was that here? Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, all the chaos stable hands and everything. The king is not there at this meeting, but Aunt Fidele, who is... I forget if Fidele is the...
The queen.
Queen. Is she the queen?
Pretty sure.
Or the sister. But she comes up, she hugs the prince, and he is looking for his dad, and I can...
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't think he cares about this shit at all. He just wants to get this over with, and then eventually this... He goes to Veritas, goes to like this dinner with Rauka, Boss, and Boss is just like this big dude, and they're just drinking. And while they're here, I think they just mention a couple different people, but like Parietus, a warband that had been fighting some giants and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're kind of just chilling right now, making fun of him for jumping into the flames.
Yeah.
I don't think they mention nothing too important. But they're like, yeah, you don't want to be fighting giants. And then Rauk is just like, well, not if your name's Veritas, by the way.
Yeah.
You want to be fighting giants all the time, apparently.
Yeah.
And Veritas is like, bro.
It's facts.
Yeah. And then after that, we have a 10 night that passes, which is 10 nights, I'm guessing. Maybe.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And then Veritas is just kind of hanging out, training with the warband, recovering, where until eventually Nether comes up to him. And I guess he hasn't talked to him too much, but in this 10 night, Nithair, I guess, has been trying to convince his dad that this is a good idea. Mm-hmm. And he comes up to Varys and he's like, yo, he agreed. Awesome. And yeah, they're going to send...
I thought the jump was 8 months.
Right here?
Nah, I don't know why.
I mean, 10 nights a long time.
Yeah.
Not 8 months, though. Mm-hmm. And then he tells him his father agreed. They're going to send Denian back. And because he's like, yeah, it's not the best way to begin a new alliance. So his dad is like fully on board from what we know, but he's definitely, he's worried. He's like, yeah, we'll do your plan, Nathair, but I don't know if I like it. And Nathair's like, ha, yeah, do my plan, please.
Oh, yeah.
Please do my plan. Mm-hmm. And then after that, what happens in the rest of this chapter? I don't think anything too big happens. They just kind of talk about some other stuff. They mentioned that guy, Counselor Michael.
What's his name doesn't like?
I forget the other guy's name.
Nathair doesn't like.
Nathair doesn't like him? Or it, yeah, I thought it was the guy who...
He scoffed at him.
Oh, he scoffed at him? That's a big... Oh, his face clouded. He snorted. So, yeah, we'll see. It's pretty interesting. And then there's a bunch of people that... And then one of the kings starts to come in right at the end of this chapter because he called, like, this high council of all the kings everywhere because Geralyn is the seat, which I had been confusing. I was like, King Brennan, big dude. And then when King Brennan was like, I got to go down there, I was like, oh, okay, this is making so much more sense. Mm-hmm. So I should have looked at the map a lot earlier. and that was chapter 12, which brings us into chapter 13, which was Corbin. And then this was two days after his friend died. Mm-hmm. And they talk about the White Eagle and a shield. And he's saying, what's that? What was that banner, Dad? What was that banner? His dad's like, yeah, we're going to the feast hall tonight. Or his mom says, like, we're going to the feast hall tonight. We'll announce who the visitor is then. So, like, you don't have to worry about it right now. And they kind of talk in the morning a little bit, just kind of have like a nice little family breakfast. And Thannin eventually tells Corbin, I'm going to need your help again. You know, getting those sickles done.
Yeah.
You know, in the blacksmith, where we're going to need you to do your hammer. Just do that, kind of get in that zone again that you got before. It was creepy as fuck, but I'm going to need you to do it again. And then Siwyn kind of jumps in, saves him a little bit from doing some housework and says that Gar needs to see Corbin.
Yep.
And so they go off. His dad's like, yeah, cool, go talk to Gar. They go off and Gar and Corbin and Siwyn are kind of there. There's like this little awkward moment where Gar wants to talk to Corbin, I think. But then eventually the princess shows up and calls Siwyn away to where Gar can talk to Corbin about what he actually wants to talk to him about, which he's like, how you doing?
Yeah.
Corbin's like, you know, I'm doing okay.
I don't know why the princess showed up, but...
I think she's all about seeing Siwyn.
Yeah, seems like it.
I think she likes her. Siwyn. And then, so... After that, they're kind of sitting there talking, and he's like, well, how are you doing? He's like, yeah, I'm good, but you know my friend's dead, so I just don't care about anything right now.
Yeah.
He's like, so haven't thought about your problem with Rafe at all? And he's like, yeah, I just don't really care. My friend's dead. And he's like, yeah, true. Mm-hmm. True facts. It doesn't matter, really. But you know it's not going to go away.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you want to do some training... I expect you here at sunrise.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking Karate Kid.
Yeah. Straight up.
Training. He said, I need you here at sunrise tomorrow. And if you don't show up, I'll just assume you don't care. Or it's like, you don't want it. You don't want the work. You don't want this, this knowledge that I have, these knowledge bombs I have to offer.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't, I'll just never mention again. And it won't be a big deal.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay. And he's like, and then Corbin's going, he's going back and he's like, I didn't even think about this. And he's like, oh, I guess I got to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And then we do a little jump and it goes to the feast hall where there's a bunch of people in. And this was a super short chapter because in this, basically all that happened. What?
The Ebnus chapter?
No, this was the Corbin chapter was short too.
Yeah, that was short.
And then So
the evidence chapter had a good amount, but yeah.
Yeah. I thought that it was pretty short overall.
It wasn't long, but
not at all. And then King Brennan, who's the king of Ardan, he announces that he's going to be leaving because High King of the Banished Lands is called a King's Council. That's what it's called, not a High Council. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh my God, what? A big deal, because I guess it's the first time. Yeah, for a time.
How long?
I think it's the first time ever since he's been.
You said in like 1,000 years.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
The first time in 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm. Where since the exiled came over the Banished Lands or something.
Yeah. This is the first time this has happened since the exiles were washed up on the shores of the Banished Lands over 1,000 years ago. And he's like, I got to be there for this, guys. And mm-hmm. then they hit him with the, well, what about, you know, the family that was killed in our backyard?
Like yesterday.
And he's like, chill.
We'll figure it out.
I got my brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. He's going to take care of it, mm-hmm. and he is not going to come back until he finds the people who did it. Mm-hmm. He's never coming back.
Yeah, he's dead.
If that's his goal, he's either going to die or he's never coming back.
Evnis is going to kill him.
I think he's probably going to die.
Using those worms.
Pendathrin.
Mm-hmm.
Pendathrin. He's like...
I wonder what that means.
What?
Pendathrin.
You're the lookup guy. But Pendathrin, he's like slamming his mug on the table, and he's like, yeah, hear ye, we're going to fucking get these guys in the Baglan.
Uh-huh.
Drink my mead and go out there and fuck them up. Well, I'm sorry, but those guys aren't even in the Baglan, so it's going to be a weird time. We don't even know who, it was just that assassin, right? What was that guy's name? Evnis, he talked to him. Did we get that guy's name, or did we not?
Sorry, what was the question?
The guy who killed the whole family. Did we actually get that guy's name?
No, I don't think so.
Because if it was just that guy, I don't think, like, I just don't see how this works out for Pendathrin. I think he's going to die. Because, I mean, it makes sense that he's going to die based on other fantasy books that I've read. It just feels like a death to me. But I kind of like him. And I don't know, yeah, because how is he going to find this assassin guy who just did this one job? Because they think it was bandits, and it was obviously not bandits. And then Corbin goes back home after they kind of announce this, and he goes back home. He's kind of laying in bed, and they keep asking, him and Siwyn keep asking his parents questions. Their parents' questions are like, hey, what's going to happen? You know, King's leaving. What was that guy with the, you know, with the frickin' thing, with the banner, the eagle banner? Who was that? And the parents are doing the classic. I'm guessing it went something like this. Look, there's nothing to talk about, okay? Don't ask too many questions. Eat your dinner, okay? When you're older, stuff like that, all right? And they just said, okay, go to bed. I don't want to talk about it, so go to bed.
Yeah.
That's what they hit him with. And Corbin not feeling too good about it because he's sitting there going, well, now I'm up here and I can't sleep, and they won't shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who shows up? Someone shows up in the
Gar.
Middle of it. Gar, yeah. I'm guessing, do you think they know something about Corbin?
About Corbin?
Yeah. Do you think they know something?
Like what? What do you think?
Well, he's definitely got some magic in him.
You think?
I think he's got something going on with him because Gar wants to teach him. He had that whole moment with the stones. Remember he went up and touched the giant stone that was bleeding?
Corbin?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, remember in the Baglan, and then he passed out. It was like in the second chapter, like the fourth chapter or something.
He probably got some magic powers from that.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Or
he's just had magic powers?
Something special about him. You know, I'm trying to figure out what makes him the protagonist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because Gar's all about him, you know? Gar's like, hey, I got to teach you this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Could just be his pure heart.
His pure heart. He does have a pure heart. He does have one. You know, he went and saved which was one of the best scenes in the book. If you guys haven't read yet and you're listening to this, go just read for that scene. It's only like 3 or 4 chapters in. I think maybe it's the 5th chapter, but it's that scene with the wolven. where he pulls it out of the quicksand. It was a great scene. And that is where chapter 13 ended. It ended with that whole meeting, and then kind of there, laying in the, oh, they do know something, by the way, because they have this here. But he's laying in bed listening to them. And then Gar just says something. It is coming then. We must be more vigilant than ever. And then his mother just goes, aye. And then Corbin's like, oh, I got to go back to bed.
Yeah, he sprints back in.
And he's like, dude, if you're going to be listening in on a conversation.
They probably already heard him.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it? What?
I don't know, because he's a little baby.
He's a little baby?
Yeah.
You don't believe they heard him?
No, I think they heard him.
Oh, you think they heard him?
Yeah. I don't think he's fooling anyone.
You don't think he's able to, you don't think he can pull the sneaks? Fair enough. You don't believe in my boy Corbin?
No, I mean, I believe in him, but like.
Not right now. I don't believe in him right now.
Yeah.
He's still got to go through the montage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited for the montage. Teach him how to harness his anger. Maybe it'll be like God of War Rage.
Probably not. Doesn't sound like that would fit the motifs.
Definitely not. Yeah. But by the way, that game's sick.
Uh-huh.
And the rage mode in that game's so sick.
Yeah.
It's like a Super Saiyan pop off. I wonder what Corbin's gonna get.
Uh-huh.
Because he's gonna teach him how to harness everything that is within him. That's the sense I'm getting from Gar.
I mean, Gar definitely knows some shit.
He knows some shit, but I think he's like
he came from like a place that got fucked up by giants, didn't he?
Helfach. Yeah. Or Helveth.
Yeah.
Helveth, which is just north of Tenebral.
So he came from way over there?
Yeah. Right over there. But I think that, I think he's like a mini teacher. You know, he's like I don't think he's going to be, I think he's like knows some stuff.
I mean, he's not going to be a fucking godlike.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying like he's going to know some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then since we have more books, I think Corbin's going to have like another teacher. Maybe Gar dies. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But possible. He's going to teach him some stuff. And then he's going to look fondly back on those times with Gar, him teaching him stuff. And then heading into chapter 14, we had Evnis. Evnis sitting by his wife's bedside, she's very sick. We don't know why she's sick, but she's sick all the time. And she's always been sick.
What's her name again?
Her name is...
Flaith.
Fane.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Flaith. That's exactly what you said. His brother and his mother, which I don't know what the fuck is wrong with them, but they fucked up Evnis.
What do you mean?
They just don't like him.
Oh, yeah, they don't like him.
Yeah, and he doesn't like them. So that is not a happy family. But initially, Gethin, Evnis's older brother, thought that... marrying him into a minor family, which I don't know why, you know, I'm kind of curious to see what happens.
Just because.
Yeah. Because he fucking hates him.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to take away all his power.
Mm-hmm.
So he marries him into this minor family with Fane. And eventually, though, he was like, I fucking hate her. I fucking hate her, my brother, my mother, all for this. But then he actually ends up falling in love with Fane. Aw.
Mm-hmm.
Falls in love with her, but she's also just sick as shit all the time.
Yeah, she's so sick.
So sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she is apparently very kind, has the ability to only see good, which I don't know how she ended up with Evnis. I don't know how this happened, because my boy's bad.
Uh-huh.
I don't... Well, actually, we don't know yet. We don't know if Evnis is bad.
He wants
to
take her to the...
The queen.
Yeah. Wait, the queen.
Yeah.
He wants to take her... Is that to who Rin. It was?
Or the person who wants to be High Queen, I think.
Yeah.
Or he wants to take her to the cauldron, which is in the north.
I don't know how that's going to work.
It's not going to work.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be a disaster. Like, she's going to die or some shit.
I think she's probably going to die.
He's probably killing her with some, like, evil poison that he emanates from his body or something.
You're going he's just like an evil shadow that just...
I mean, dude, you fuck with the cauldron. I don't think that... You're human anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
He did bind himself to the cauldron, and he has a being living inside of him.
Yeah.
Basically, who owns him. The price is him.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, sure. That makes sense.
I'm down. I'm chill with it.
Yeah.
He's sitting there kind of watching her. He's thinking about, like, he's thinking back on fun times, you know, back in the forest, sacrificing people into the cauldron, fun times. And then King, he's like, well, King Brennan's leaving, and he's thinking, like, this is probably the time. Like, shit's going to go down now.
Yeah.
And eventually, Helfach, was that the, I think it was the guy from, wasn't that the guy from before?
That's the guy from before.
His buddy.
Yeah.
He comes up, and he's like, we found something. And we didn't know what he was looking for, but we, maybe we could have figured it out from stuff earlier, but now we know for sure that he was digging under one, under this place that he lives. I don't know if he lives in the castle. I don't think he lives in Dunkerig, but he must live like near there.
Yeah.
In a, like a mini castle.
Well, isn't he related to the king?
Well, he's one of the counselors.
Yeah.
So wherever he's living, I couldn't actually figure out where he,
yeah, I wasn't sure either. I was confused by that.
When he first came to Dunkerig and worked in Brennan's good graces, he had searched long and hard. So I'm guessing it's in Dunkerig somewhere. Yeah, the labyrinth of tunnels beneath Dunkerig.
But does he have like his own hold fast or something?
I don't think it's that big, but I'm guessing it's like, I'm guessing this Dunkerig like is the castle, and then maybe including like areas around it, like including like the courtyard in the castle, maybe like another house in there or something. So maybe the counselors live in something like that. Maybe he lives off in the tower in the distance, you know, you never, but,
he lives in the Baglan and people just still think he's normal.
He doesn't live in the Baglan.
I know.
But, I mean,
he could,
he could, I mean, he definitely could. Mm-hmm. He might like it better there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just feeding off of all of that
poop.
Yeah. And, so, they go down, and basically what he's been doing over the years is he's been having his boys just dig everything out.
Yeah.
Just dig everything out because there's a labyrinth underneath that the giants had made. And he's
apparently
like,
apparently they got like some book down there called like the Shadow Saint or something.
The Earth Book.
Oh, yeah.
The Earth Book. That's wrong book.
Yeah.
But shout outs to Orbit.
Yeah.
And Gareth. Uh-huh. But he makes his way down there, and he find they're like, there's a door and it won't open, and it's just this big iron banded thick oak. And so they, he's like, of course it's not going to open, fucking chop it down. So they chop it down, and eventually they go into this tunnel, and they start, and he's like, oh my god, we finally found it. He's got two spearmen with him, and he starts making his way down with the hound, his spearmen. There's all these cobwebs that they're kind of going through. And then they eventually make their way to this big tomb time. Mm-hmm. And it's larger than any man would need, probably for the giants, because it is a giant and there's a corpse inside, and it's a giant's corpse, and it's and it's clasped at its chest. It was holding a casket. He pulls out the casket, and within it is a book, leather bound, pages of dry parchment. He lifts it, and there, that he knows that this is the Earth Book that he's been looking for, that's been under Dunkerig. And he's like, yes, fucking finally, I can save my wife, which is basically his goal right now. Mm-hmm. And as they're going, there's like these big rocks, or what they think are rocks, are surrounding this tomb. And one of them just cracks and splits open. And there's like this mucus like substance. It's fucking gross.
Yeah.
It's just
white.
It's just not good. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of Dark Souls. If you ever go to fight, the spider, I forget what her name is.
I remember that.
Quileg.
Shelob, yeah.
No, Quileg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shelob's from Lord of the Rings. That's Lord of the Rings. But Quileg, the fire queen thing before you ring the second bell. You can run into those guys, but they have that on their heads.
What?
They have like these rock things on their heads, and this giant
splooge?
Yeah, that crack just like this.
Oh.
And then out pops these worms, this giant worm, WYRM, not worm, worm.
Yeah.
And you know it's fucked up if it's a worm.
Well, these are kind of like worms, right?
Yeah, but they're fucked up.
Yeah, they're fucking weird.
Yeah,
they're like a snake.
Yeah.
Is a worm, like WYRM, just like a snake worm?
Yeah.
Snake mixed with the worm?
I think it's closer to like a lamprey.
A what?
I think it's closer to like a lamprey, a worm.
A lamprey?
You know what a lamprey is?
No, what the fuck's that?
A lamprey is like a long snake-like worm, but it has like a circular mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas like a worm doesn't have a circular-like mouth.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like a lamprey, I guess. But it's a worm, and it
a verm.
We'll call it. I'm not calling it a verm, bro.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it jumps out, and it just immediately starts eating the hound. It already ate half of it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. They're looking at it, and it has half of it swallowed.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. That's when you dip. That's when you go, fuck it, I'm out.
Yeah.
They're looking at it. They start swinging at it, trying to kill it, and eventually they do
stabbing it.
Yeah, stabbing it in a little stabby, slicey action.
I think one guy goes down. I don't even know.
I think some guy does die. Some guy does die. And then eventually they make their way back, and they do chop the head off. Or they fight it, and they also chop the head off of it so that he can bring it back and show Brennan.
Brennan, yeah.
Yeah, so he goes and sees the king, and he uses this kind of as an excuse to see the king. He's like, I found this book. Fucking yes. Gateway to the Earth Power.
But he doesn't tell the king about the book, right?
No, he's no.
He
no
just
way.
Tells him about the worm.
Yeah, worm.
That he found, but then he lies.
Yeah. And then he goes in there. And it is before dawn. It says it right here. The guard that was guarding, he's like, it's before dawn. He's going to be sleeping, bro. Like, what are you doing out here? And he's like, I got to talk to him. And I think, does he show him the head?
Yeah. He
mm-hmm. And the guard's like, well, fuck.
Damn, son.
And he goes in there, and Brennan's like, he does the classic, well, this had better be good.
Mm-hmm.
Classic. This had better, classic trope. And then, he dumps the head on, and he's like, what the fuck? Where'd you find it? And then he just straight up tells him, he's like, yeah, I found it hunting in the Baglin.
I don't buy it.
You don't buy it?
No.
I don't know, dude.
We just watched him get it from underground.
No, but maybe he was like hunting in the Baglin and found like another one.
Oh, I guess that's possible. Yeah, I didn't actually think about that.
Yeah, it killed a hound and one of his warriors.
Well, yeah, that same thing happened down there, which makes me...
Wait, shit, you think it's the same one?
I think so, yeah.
Fuck, bro. So he lied to him.
Well, we still can't confirm, but...
Okay.
I think it's at Damn. Least 65%.
65%. It must be 60-40.
Yeah.
And so it looks like... Damn it, bro. Well, it looks like he lied to him. Yeah. Sorry to break it to you guys. Avenus lying to King Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought? I thought
Avenus
my boy...
loves having those, like, oh, if only he knew moments.
Yeah.
you ever notice he does that a lot?
Has he done it earlier?
He did it this time, didn't he?
Did he say, like, oh, if only he knew?
Yeah, he did. I think he had one of those moments this chapter, but I don't remember. So it's in, like, italics, usually. If you could find the italics.
Oh, there is the... I mean... If only you knew, my king, you would be quaking with fear.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Because the King Brennan's like, wow, this is strange. I'm about to leave, and like worms are showing up. Mm-hmm. Very strange.
Yeah.
And then he goes, what days are we living in? The oaths don't... Dude, here we go. This is great. This is crazy. He dropped this fucking scene is so funny. He drops the worm on his head. It's like fucking the morning, like so early. He's tired as shit. Comes in, he's like, wow, that's crazy. Where'd you find it? Oh, I found it in the Baglin. And then he's like, really? What days are we living in? The Oathstone weeping blood, white worms roaming the land again after 2,000 years. What strange, strange times.
Yeah.
And Evan is just like, yeah, that's strange. Like, he's just sitting there. The king is like, huh, that's crazy.
Yeah. He's
like, that well, is crazy. I guess I better leave.
Yeah.
Like, this is just crazy. Yeah. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
And so then he's like, yeah, that is strange times indeed, my king.
And then he's like, all right.
Okay. And he's
I'm
like,
leaving.
And he tells me, he's like, well, I want to know if I can also take Fane back, you know, to our childhood doctor, which is another lie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, but right before is where he dropped the, well, if only you knew this is really strange times. All right.
Yeah.
But so he's like, and we want to take her to a childhood doctor that really knows her. And, you know, it would
just
be,
imagine like Brennan not wanting to leave. And he's like walking out the door. He's like, man, these are really strange times, guys.
I'm going to go now. And he's like, he's waiting for someone to call him back in.
Brennan?
Yeah.
These are really weird times, guys.
Yeah.
And so he tells me, he's like, I got to leave within the next 10 night. And he said, he just goes, yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm taking Heb with me. I'm taking the other set of boys with me. And I'm going to a high council or a king's council. And I mean, come on. Could you imagine if I just let Alona rule? Think that about crazy, that, bro. Like, that's fucked.
And then he was like, but are you sure?
And he goes.
And he's like, yeah, I just said, like, you can't because of all those things I said. I need you back here doing stuff. And he was like, but please. And he's like, dude, I just fucking told
him. He said, he tells him, there must be a way. And he just goes, no, I am sorry for your situation. So this is the sentence. And he hits him with the, oh my God, bro. He hits him with the fucking worst thing he could say. Like, this is so douchey. I don't know if he meant it, if he was just tired. But Brennan, come on, work on your people skills here, okay?
Is that what he says?
Here we go. He goes, no, I am sorry for your situation, but these are dark times. More is at stake than a pleasure trip to Baden.
Ooh.
And he goes, pleasure trip? I must get her to the cauldron somehow. And he's just thinking, he's like, I just imagine he's thinking, pleasure trip? Fuck you. Fuck you. She's dying. Fuck you.
Yeah.
He does offer to bring the person down, though.
Yeah, that sounds pretty chill. He's like, I'll send him. I'm sure Brennan could get someone moving.
Yeah. But, you know, unless you're, but if you're Evnis, like, you know, that's not what you want.
Exactly.
You're going up to get the cauldron.
Yeah. Evnis probably said he wanted to marry, like, a small town girl.
Yeah.
Lying. And then was like, what the fuck, these guys?
I want to marry a small town girl. And that was the end of the chapter, by the way. He goes, I want to marry a small town girl, brother. Yeah. And then his brother was like, oh, really? Okay, boom, you're marrying this chick. And then he was like, fuck.
Oh, damn.
When your lies actually get to you. And then he was sitting there trying to hate it. And he was like, I actually kind of like her.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, she's kind of cute, you know? She's like really nice.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not nice. So, you know, like, it kind of works out.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever, how many years, 18 years later, he's going, he's standing next to the king and he's going, wow, strange times. Am I right, my friend? These strange, strange ass times.
Yeah, they are.
You know, worms after 2,000 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Quite strange.
Well, I'm going to head back to bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Peace.
Then I'm leaving. So, but strange though. Am I right?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. So, boom, those were the chapters.
Yeah, those are the chapters.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I thought they were good.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
We're starting to get into some cool stuff.
Yeah. I'm excited for the next. We'll do the next three.
Whoops.
Oh, no. This is bad. The guy's, the mic fell out, and he's trying to put it back in, and it's just not working. He eventually did it. All right, he got the mic back in, boys.
Yep.
Yeah, I really enjoyed these chapters. I thought they were good. Mm-hmm. I liked the Evnis chapter a lot. I'm excited to get more into Veritas Nathair because I just want to expose Nathair for the snake that he is. Fucking snake, bro.
Yeah. Although, I kind of want to see what Nathair does.
Yeah. No, I want to see what he does, but he's a snake. He's probably best friends with Evnis.
I don't think he's a snake.
You don't think he's a snake?
He's a good guy.
You think he's a good guy?
Yep.
Dude, I bet you he's like best friends with Evnis.
He's a good guy.
What? Bro, what?
I'm on Team Giants.
You're on Team Giants?
Yeah.
After they tried to exterminate humans?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could say that you're on Team Giants until we find out that they worshipped Azeroth, bro.
Team Azeroth.
You're Team Azeroth?
Yeah.
The guy who tried to kill everything.
Elyon tried to kill everything.
Well, Azeroth, but it was his plan all along, though, bro.
And then abandoned us.
True. People don't like that.
Yeah.
Don't
Azeroth's
like being...
still here trying to get everybody killed. Wait.
Yeah. Trying to get everybody killed.
At least he cares.
Okay. I mean, true. At least he cares.
Yeah.
I think Elyon's dead, bro.
No.
Or do you think...
I could see that.
he's dead, or he
like
just
Azeroth was like, yeah, I told you he left, but really he's just fucking dead.
You think he's just, or do you think Elyon's just sitting there watching Azeroth do this and just sitting his halt like, no, I'm not going back there.
He's just salty as fuck.
He's just sitting like, he's like the thinker on his throne. He's like, no, I'm not going back.
Yeah.
The map's right behind him. He's not facing it. Been sitting here for 2,000 years. I'm not fucking going back. They fucked everything up. But actually, he's like, I fucked everything up. He's just there. I'm salty as fuck, bro. I thought I had it. We were up 14-1.
Yeah.
They brought it back 16-14.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. And it was on a CT-sided map.
Yeah.
All right. Good chapters?
Yeah, they were good.
All right, sweet. We will see you guys next time, next week, for chapters
15 through 17.
Go to audibletrial.com/tometime. Pick up your books. Peace. Well, pick up your one book a month.
Peace.